Who exactly is a fractional CTO and CPO, and what is it that they offer as compared to a normal CTO or CPO, and how can they help you with your business? Well, I'm Victor Perolnik, founder of TrustSharing, and today I'll be sitting down with Miguel Augustine, CEO at TrustSharing, but also one of our best fractional CPOs. We'll be talking about fractional advisory and specifically fractional CTOs and fractional CPOs and what their roles and involvements are when they come into a business. So first, as part of this multi-part series, we'll start with defining who a fractional CTO and CPO are, and then we'll start with the responsibilities of a fractional CTO. Let's go.
Hi, I'm good. Hope you guys are good too. So my name is Miguel, and I am the COO at TrustSharing, helping with anything that's to do with the recruiting process and all the consulting business line. And I am also a fractional CPO. Been doing fractional CPO services for a number of years now, and I have a career of leading product development teams for nearly 20 years now. A fractional advisor is a senior person in their field that would come and help for, you know, a fraction of the time. So it could be a fractional CTO or a fractional CPO, even CMOs or CFOs sometimes. The advantage of having a fractional person is, of course, twofold. They're only coming for a fraction of the time, which means also a fraction of the cost. Senior roles can be very expensive to hire full-time. But with this, you get the benefit of having that person or that experience for, you know, a number of hours in the week or in the month at an affordable price. I think the other benefit is because they only join for a fraction of the time, really, as a business owner, you don't really lose the management of the business. You're delegating tasks or they're supporting the owner or the team in specific parts. So when hiring a fractional CTO or CPO, normally they don't take over a lot of the process or the management of the development team. They pretty much laser focus on a particular issue or challenge that the team has at the time, and they work with the team to fix it and make it better. Of course, because they have experience, they will, you know, accelerate the solution. But it's different than hiring, for example, an interim, where an interim CTO or a CPO would be full-time just for a number of months, a number of weeks, just to cover for a gap in the company. Whereas a fractional is a fraction of the time, it's a few hours. And that means they can totally pay attention to one particular topic without disrupting or reorganizing the company at large scale. So a fractional CTO would normally help with anything that has to do with the development standards and the quality of code. So they would do things like defining the development standards, so to say, the guardrails for the development team to know what's right and what's wrong in terms of coding standards. They, of course, can guide the setting up of all the DevOps infrastructure, from dev environments all the way to production and beta and all the different tests that have to happen, and even test automation. They can set out the guidelines for that and help the team slowly build all the way up to this infrastructure for DevOps. And one thing that they can also do, which, you know, I think is very, very helpful, is they can do audits and code reviews. So they can absolutely look at the code with fresh pair of eyes, and they can identify areas that are well developed and areas that maybe just start bringing some technical depth, for example, or might have security issues or scalability issues, or just simply sometimes CTOs just come and see the architecture and they realize there is a cheaper way to run that platform, migrating to a cloud, a different cloud, or, you know, rearranging the way services are connected. They also usually get cost savings in that sense. And finally, the other thing where CTOs can add value is in interviewing and vetting the developers, because, you know, those are tasks that they can do on specific time allocations. They can absolutely just keep interviewing or selecting the best people for the team. In fact, it is not uncommon that developer recruitment process will include an interview with a CTO to confirm the skill set, for example. Now, of course, a fractional CTO is only with a company for a fraction of the time, for a bit of the time. So it is very important to know how to split that role, which is what you were mentioning before. And in that sense, the CTOs usually stand for consulting and coaching, anything that has to do with downloading their knowledge and experience into the development team, either by setting some guidelines or standards for them to follow, are reviewing the progress that they're making. And usually there is a senior developer or a development lead that acts as the, you know, full-time leader of the development team in all of this. So the CTO would work with that person in particular in advancing a number of topics, would work with the business owner if it's a different person in setting up the strategy, technical roadmap, for example, or discuss bigger migrations to cloud and such topics. And they will also work with the rest of the team in understanding their needs and their strengths so that the senior developer can also coach them as they may.
Thank you so much, Miguel. Now that we've got a good understanding of who the fractional CTO is and what they bring to the table, in the next episode, we'll discuss the fractional CPO and what responsibilities they have. Remember to hit that like button and subscribe to our page so as not to miss any updates. And if you prefer, you know, more in-depth content delivered to your inbox, more of the long-form talks that we do that we can publish on YouTube, for example, you know, just subscribe to our newsletter. Link is in the description. And of course, if you have any questions, if you'd like to talk to Fractional CTO or talk to Miguel, book a call with us today. We're happy to help. At TrustString, we help SaaS companies run productive development teams by doing two things. Number one, of course, our fractional advisors. We have a thorough network of fractional CTOs and CPOs. And number two, pre-vetted software developers and development teams. So whether it's software houses, if you require a turnkey process, or we recruit vetted, deeply vetted, because they're all vetted by our fractional CTOs, right? Very good remote developers to add to your team. We recruit those for you. So if you need anything like that, book a call. The link is in the description. Thank you so much and see you around.